Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get this party started. It's a Holy Ghost party up in here. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, huh? Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call him, still I watch him, still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' hell it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We want to welcome everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in to the prayer line on this evening. We want to welcome y'all to more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. Amen. I got First Lady in the house with me, and others will be joining us a little later. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we are blessed. Amen. And highly favored, and we are glad to be in the house of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Wherever you at, hallelujah, the presence of God is with you. Therefore, you are in the house of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Amen. Then First Lady is going to give us a scripture. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, simply for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Hallelujah. We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on tonight. We ask for your revelation knowledge to fall fresh on us on today. Yes. Hallelujah. We want to be replenished with your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Open up our minds, open up our hearts, our way of thinking so that we can see it the way you want us to, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. And we just want to praise you. We just want to lift you up. We just want to magnify you simply because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. First Lady, go ahead with your scripture on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So the scripture is coming from Psalms 100. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
And his truth endures to all generations.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. That was Psalms 100 in its entirety. Praise God. And I like the first verse of that. He said, amen, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means nobody is excluded from receiving this word on tonight. Hallelujah. If everybody is required to praise. Hallelujah. Pray all ye land, no matter where you from. If you're a child of God, hallelujah, it don't matter where you from, praise God, because some of us are lost children of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, Jesus came for the lost sheep. Hallelujah. That means we were in places we weren't supposed to be. Glory to God, because we were lost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So somebody out there lost. Praise God, but because of where you from, because of where you at, hallelujah, somebody got you believing that you don't qualify. Hallelujah, but there's a reason why God has you tune into this broadcast tonight. Hallelujah, it's a reason why God, hallelujah, have you listening to the sound of my voice to let you know. That's why everybody ain't calling in, hallelujah, because the word is for particular people. Hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord, to let you know. Hallelujah, amen, that no matter where you from, no matter your nationality, hallelujah, I'm talking to you, hallelujah, you need to give God some praise. Why? Because you are a child of the Most High God, and God sent me here to tell you that tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. You're not what they've been saying you are. Hallelujah. They've been saying you are, praise God. You're not what you think you are. You are a child of God. You qualify. But, Elder, I've sinned. The Bible say we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have a past, how you expect to have a future?
Hello, somebody.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. So we thank God for that scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go ahead and move forward and get into the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Those of you that have your Bibles, your electronic devices. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to John chapter 5. If you got your Bibles, John chapter 5. St. John. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. Praise God. Right after Luke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you get the Acts, you done went too far. Praise God. Hallelujah. New Testament. Those of you that are not familiar, amen. If you got your electronic devices, just type in St. John chapter 5. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had been pondering all day what the Lord was going to give me to speak on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But like he said, don't worry about what you're going to say. Hallelujah. When it's time, amen, I'll give you what to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he gave me John chapter 5 on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 5, it says, after this, I'm reading out of the King James. After this, there was a feast of Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, now the writer obviously wants us to know, hallelujah, why Jesus was in Jerusalem. Praise God. Because he had just came out of Judea. Those, if you don't know the scripture, he had just came out of Judea, hallelujah, into Galilee. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the writer has to explain why Jesus is changing location. Hallelujah. And he's changing locations because there was a feast of the Jews. Remember, Jesus was a Jew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he went up there to the Feast of Jews. This was a religious celebration. Hallelujah. In Jerusalem. So he went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2 says, now there at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew, in the Hebrew tongue, Bethsaida, praise God, having five porches. Now, I got to stop because I got to explain so you can visualize this in your head, because you could probably see this somewhere, hallelujah, amen, in your city, in your neighborhood, praise God, something set up like this. On one side, there's the sheep market. Hallelujah. And on one side, there's an exchange of goods and services. On one side, people are shopping, spending money, eating food, going back and forth, having the time of their life, just living. Hallelujah. Like they say nowadays, they're out there living, hallelujah, their best life. Praise God, or so they think. Hallelujah. Amen. And across the street. Praise God, across the railroad tracks, across the freeway, praise God, hallelujah, amen, there's a homeless neighborhood set up. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, having five porches, five tents, hallelujah, set up across the freeway. Now, first of all, on this side, productivity is going on, but right on the other side, I'm a witness to this. I used to work, hallelujah, at the ballpark down in Houston on one side of the freeway. Praise God. You got the ballpark there. Hallelujah. Amen. You got all these businesses, the jailhouse over there. Hallelujah. Everybody's spending money in some stores and some restaurants, people watching the game, people parking, having the time of their life. But right on the other side of the freeway is the projects. Hallelujah. It's homeless people under the freeway. Praise God, hallelujah, right on the other side. It's a homeless shelter right on the other side. Praise God, hallelujah. This is how this was set up in Jerusalem. Keep in mind, Jerusalem is the holy city. Hallelujah, praise God. The last place, I don't know why the Lord going this way, the last place we expect to see this kind of setup, hallelujah, is in the holy city. In the holy place, praise God. And to have the holy people of God, amen, dismiss those, amen, with disabilities to the point, amen, they got to take up shelter among themselves, hallelujah, on the outside. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is how America treats its veterans. Hallelujah. If you go out there and ask half of the homeless, most of them are veterans, praise God. They fought and almost gave their lives. Some of them lost limbs and are disabled because they fought for their country, and this is how their country treated them. Glory to God. And this is how the people of God, this is how we treat our own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now look, it said in verse 3, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Let me stop right there. So we got five porches. We got impotent folks. Hallelujah. He said a great multitude. I got to go back. It was a great multitude. This is a lot of people. Mm. Hallelujah. This ain't four, five folks. This ain't two, three people.
Wow.
Hallelujah. It said a great multitude of people, hallelujah, were right on the other side of the street in the holy city, praise God, disabled. Each of them, hallelujah, with a different disability. All of them trying to work together to get something accomplished, because what you don't got, I got. Hallelujah. And I got what he ain't got, and he got what I ain't got, and we got what they ain't got. So we got to work this thing together, because them on the other side ain't helping us. Praise God. Them on the other side, they just there. They see what's going on. Hallelujah. It's obvious to them, praise God, but they too busy spending money and having fun. Hallelujah. To have mercy on their own people. Hallelujah. And keep in mind, just because they were disabled, they were still the holy people of God. Hallelujah. So even in the holy city, there were social levels, financial levels. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what the holy people of God have become. Hallelujah. We are financial levels, just like the world. We're not supposed to be like the world. And say, that's the poor people over there. We're going to sit them in the back. We're going to sit the crippled people over there. Hallelujah. All the people with the big money, the big tithers, they get the front row seats. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on. Hallelujah. And it said they waited on the movement of the water. And verse 4 explains, for an angel went down at a certain season. Hallelujah. You could say time. Praise God. An angel went down at a certain time into the pool and troubled the water. That means he stirred it up. Praise God. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole, and whatsoever disease he had. Hallelujah. Of whatsoever disease he had. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So all of these, this multitude of people, praise God. Hallelujah. All of them are sitting here waiting for the angel, a certain time of the year when the angel comes down and stirs up the water, according to Jewish tradition. Praise God. And whoever got in the water first, they were healed. Praise God, but we're talking about a multitude of people. Hallelujah. Depending on one thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got multitudes of people today. Hallelujah. Depending on one program, depending on one circumstance, depending on something to come through. Praise God. When we see them in their predicaments and their situation and have done nothing to help. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they're all waiting on this one thing. Hallelujah. Only one at a time. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And look, it says in verse 5, and a certain man was there. Now, out of this great multitude, the Bible says it was a certain man. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, this man stood out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's find out why. Hallelujah. Which had an infirmity of 38 years. For 38 years, this man has had an infirmity. Praise God. Hallelujah. For 38 years, this man has been in his condition. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want to stop because of some significant things that are mentioned and not mentioned. Hallelujah, in this statement. One thing that's not mentioned is, and other writers have made note and made sure that we have known, hallelujah, amen, when other men of infirmity, amen, were born this way. Hallelujah. This does not mention this man was born this way. Hallelujah. So one, amen, would assume. They say we shouldn't assume, praise God, amen, but you shouldn't listen to what everybody says. Hallelujah. According to the writer, hallelujah, the way he's writing the text, we can assume that this man once lived a normal life and one day was met with this infirmity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody wasn't, praise God, born the way they are. Some people became the way they are over a certain period of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And because of whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever incident, accident has occurred in their lives, amen, now they have an infirmity and they've had it for a long time. And they're waiting, hallelujah, for the time. They're waiting for the moment, hallelujah, amen, when something will happen in their lives to change, hallelujah, amen, the thing that has happened in their lives in the past. Praise God. Whatever's got them with that hatred in their heart. That's an infirmity, mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to keep that hatred, that attitude is going to keep you from going places. Hallelujah. You can be smart. You can be beautiful. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be tall, dark, and handsome, and very intelligent. Praise God. But if you got the wrong attitude, you ain't going nowhere.
Come on.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Your relationships ain't going to work. Hallelujah. Your friendships ain't going to work. Your job opportunities ain't going to work. Why they ain't going to work? Because of your attitude, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's an infirmity. And some people we know been like that long time. So long that we say that's just the way they is, praise God. Hallelujah. We've gone almost blind to it.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, because we've been around it so long.
Yep.
Hallelujah. There's a commercial come on TV where they say you got some stinky socks in the house, but you can't smell them because you done went nose blind. Hallelujah. Your friends got problems. Hallelujah. But you done got blind to it. Just you've been around it so long. Them family members, they got issues. Praise God. But you just been around it so long. Hallelujah. You've developed a way to deal with it. You almost ignore it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Almost like they didn't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like Mike, and why did I get married too? Why Angela
come
throwing stuff around? He's steady eating his food. She's cussing and raising hell, and he's sitting there in peace. Why? Because he's become blind to it. Praise God. And some of us have become blind to the people around us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the love we have in our hearts for them. Hallelujah. We have become blind to their infirmity. Praise God. Verse 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Praise God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus saw this certain man that had been there for 38 years, hallelujah, in his infirmity, lying there, and knew how long he had been there. Now he lying there. Hallelujah. And he looked, watch it, he's comfortable. You ever pass by the homeless people? They come, they laid up. Hallelujah, praise God. Got their legs crossed. Hallelujah. Like they on the beach. Getting a tan. Glory to God. They done got comfortable in their situation. Praise God. You know somebody that's on disability getting one of them checks. Hallelujah. And they can walk. They don't need that walker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God didn't bend and heal them. Glory to God. But they done got comfortable. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a lot of people out there that got comfortable. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
And because you done got so comfortable in your situation.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God, Jesus, the answer. Hallelujah. Had to ask a question. And the question that the answer, the question that the answer asked, hallelujah, was, wilt thou be made whole? Praise God. Because I don't understand. You've been in this situation too long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been in this situation too long, praise God, amen, to just, amen, be laying here looking comfortable. Do you want to be made whole? See, that's the question we got to ask people before we try to help them. Oh, God, can I say that again?
Yeah, let's go.
Before we try to help somebody, we need to ask them, do you want help? Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. It's people on Facebook complaining, oh, I need to get out of this relationship. This man ain't no good. Hallelujah, amen. But the comments saying, girl, I done sent you money for a plane ticket. I told you there's a way out. You ain't got to stay in that situation. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to ask people, do you want, before I waste my money, my time. Hallelujah, amen. Because say I can get, even if I waste my money, fine. I can get my money back. But I can't get time. Glory to God. They say time is money, but why I can't buy no time? Mm-hmm. I can't exchange money for time. Hallelujah. Somebody lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't get my time back. The time I spent, hallelujah, trying to. Yeah. That's why God told Samuel, quit worrying about Saul. I know you spent a lot of time on him, but I'm telling you, don't spend no more. Don't waste your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is saying tonight, that person in your life, you need to ask them, do you want to be made whole? Before I waste any more breath on you. Because there's another sheep out there lost. Hallelujah, that needs to be found. It's somebody else out there with an infirmity that wants to be made whole. So before I waste another minute, another second, another tick-tock on you, hallelujah, let me know, praise God, do you want to be made whole?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 7 that the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step is down before me. Glory to God. I got to stop because in the past, when I've heard this preached as a kid, even as an adult, I've heard preachers scold this man for his excuses. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I had to go back and read the text. I've heard everything from, I guess they did step in front of you. You must didn't want it bad enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when I go back and read this text, there's a great multitude of people. Hallelujah. Only one can get in at the time, and the people across the street won't come over here and help me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, Jesus, watch this. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. I got to tell you what Jesus said to him. Because what we say, at first I thought I was reading this wrong because I'm like, where's the speech? Oh, Lord, where's the lecture? Hallelujah. You know, every time you needed help, before you could get help, somebody had to give you a lecture. Praise God. I called my uncle and asked uncle for some money a few years ago.
Wow.
He came and brought me, hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. He came and brought me $40, but not before, $40. But I had to get a speech. I had to hear a whole speech. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus told this man, he gave this man what he wanted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of us don't understand. See, especially some of us that somehow wiggle our way out the hood. Glory to God. Somehow we made it to college. Somehow we got a degree. Somehow we got out the hood. Some of us married out the hood. Yeah, I said it. Some of us married out the hood. We married out of poverty. And you want to look down on somebody and say, if I got out, you could get out. Hallelujah. When God has given you the resources and the means to help somebody, and you right across the street at the sheep market. Glory to God. You see what's going on, and you have the means. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God on tonight. And when you do help, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when you do help, praise God. Hallelujah. I got to get a lecture, hallelujah, on what I should have done, how I should have did it. Hallelujah. How to do it next time.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You should have got to the pool faster. You know, you've been here 38 years. You don't know when the angels will come. Hallelujah. 38 years I'd be at the pool. I don't even know why you're sitting over here at the port. I just go sit at the pool. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you really?
Wow.
I mean, 38 years is a long time. Why? He didn't tell you why. Sometimes the truth, we don't want to believe. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are victims of circumstance. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Wendy Williams was on a couple of years ago, she was talking to the pimple popper. Hallelujah. And she said, I don't see how people could allow a pimple to get out of hand without going to the doctor. Glory to God. And me and my wife looked at each other and say, she must have forgot what it's like to be poor. Glory to God. You just can't go up and go to the doctor whenever you want to, all willy-nilly. That costs money. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Instead of just, you know, providing what's needed, you got to give a speech. Hallelujah, amen. You can't accept what's being said to you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Well, look what he said. I have no man. Nobody came and helped me when they stirred the water. And then when I did get to the water, I was in front. Hallelujah. But remember, I have an infirmity. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, we forget this man has an infirmity.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That means it's not as easy for him as it is for you. Mm-mm-mm. Praise God. We're so quick to pass judgment and not quick enough to put ourselves in that person's position and see, hallelujah, they have an infirmity.
Lord.
Hallelujah. That's why they in the situation that they in. That's why they the way they are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the important question was, do you want to be made whole? Because some people are happy in their situation.
Yeah. Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He was letting God know, you see me laying here like this. Hallelujah. I may look comfortable. Glory to God. But that don't mean I am. Go to the jail. Glory to God. Since you want to pass judgment on people and say this man, people looking comfortable in their situations on the outside. Why don't you go to the inside and ask some of them people, you look comfortable. You're laying up here in your sleep. Hallelujah. You're getting up. You're working out. You're talking to people. You walk around the yard. You're playing basketball, baseball. Hallelujah. You look comfortable. Hallelujah. Ask them, are they comfortable? Do they want to get
out? Come on.
Hallelujah. And I guarantee you they're going to say, yes, I want to get out of here. I look comfortable.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm not comfortable in this situation. I'm ready to get up out of here. Glory to God.
Yes,
and this
Lord.
Man was ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was ready. He said, every time I tried, no man helped me. And then when I was at the front, somebody jumped in front of me. How many of y'all, somebody jumped in front of you? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You was about to get the job, but somebody jumped in front of you. Hallelujah. Hey, man, you told your homeboy, oh, I think she cute.
Ooh,
hallelujah. He looked over at her and said, me too. And he jumped in front of you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Don't you nobody won't jump in front of you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
Opportunities
right.
Don't come every day. Glory to God. If a song say they come once in a lifetime, that's a lie. God comes all the time. Hallelujah. But opportunities don't come every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need some help to get to where I'm going.
Yes, Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah. So Jesus did not lecture this man. Hallelujah. Jesus did not talk down on this man. Hallelujah. Jesus just gave this man, hallelujah, what he needed. See, Jesus had all the information he needed from it. Do you want to be made whole? That's all I need to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now that I know you want to be made whole, now that I know you don't want to be in the situation that you in, now that I know you want to come out of this thing, glory to God, I'm going to give you what you want. Hallelujah. You ain't got to explain no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to give you what you want. Praise God. Hallelujah. For some reason, hallelujah, when I saw you, hallelujah. Praise God. You ever seen somebody and the Holy Spirit spoke to you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ever had somebody walk up to you and say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to tell you? Hallelujah.
Wow.
About this certain man, glory to God, out of everybody that was impotent, out of everybody that was blind, out of everybody that was wilted, out of everybody that was houseless, he walked up and saw this one man. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord says, amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that are under the sound of my voice, you were that one man. Oh, y'all on him. He said, when I found you, hallelujah, you were part of a system. Hallelujah. See, they didn't have what you had, hallelujah. And that person over there, hallelujah, they ain't, you none of y'all had what they had, hallelujah, amen. Y'all were all crunched up together, part of a system.
Come on, come on.
Glory to God, hallelujah. But I saw you, and I said, I see the system, but you don't fit in that system. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. For some reason, all these people, haven't you ever wondered, Lord, how did you see me? Out of everybody in my family, how did you see me? Out of everybody on my block, how did you see me? Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
You saw me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And you didn't lecture me. You just opened up your arms and you welcomed me in. You know what? That's called grace. That's called mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not worried about, hallelujah, how you got to where you at. I'm not even worried about, hallelujah, why you still in this situation. All I want to know is you ready to come out of it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And
yes,
when I found
Lord,
out you was running, I told you to pick up your bed and walk. And watch this. In verse 9, it says, and immediately, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Immediately.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to lie on some people. I'm waiting on it. Hallelujah. Some people, it's supposed, the Lord says some people is going to be an overnight switch. I'm waiting on it. Hallelujah. Praise God, because the Bible says this man was like this for 38 years in the holy city, amongst the holy people, a holy person himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look down on the others. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the others. Hallelujah. Forced to become part of a system. Hallelujah. But God said you didn't fit in that system. Hallelujah. So I had to bring you out of that system. No wonder the Bible says he brought me out of darkness. Hallelujah. Into a marvelous light. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. He brought me out of something I was never supposed to be in.
Because
I wasn't born, Lord have mercy. The scripture don't say I was born like this. Something happened to make me like this. Hallelujah. Now I'm hanging with the same kind of people. There's the same kind of problems. And God say, no, I'm going to bring you out of that. Hallelujah. And immediately the man was made whole and took his bed and walked. And on the same day, hallelujah, was the Sabbath. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This was the Sabbath day. I'm not going to get in. Hallelujah. Praise God. This was the holy day. On the holy day in the holy city, Jesus did a holy thing. And people that are supposed to be holy been there the whole time.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. Been there the whole time. The Lord told me to release this. Hallelujah. He telling me now release this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm about to send you to places Well, holy people been there. Glory to God. But they've been overlooking some people. Hallelujah. And I'm going to send you there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. To release these people. Hallelujah. From the bondages that they have been suffering under. Hallelujah. I'm sending you. Look, look, don't look for a cry. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. He said that's some of our problems. Excuse me. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We looking for the crowd. Oh, hallelujah. He said, it's in your nature. Hallelujah. You want to be popular. The Lord say, look, quit lying. Don't lie to me. Hallelujah. If some of us, amen, it's in our nature. We want the fame. We want people to know who we are. Well, yeah. Why can't I ask you talking about we leaving lineages for our kids? Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to be like Carnegie. Hallelujah. Amen. And have halls named after us. We want to be like Martin Luther King and have streets named after us. Hallelujah. We want to be like Joel Osteen. Hallelujah. Even though we talk about him. Praise God. But we want the same things they want. But the Lord is saying tonight, hallelujah. Amen. You may have a crowd, but I'm sending you to one. I'm not sending you to the building. Praise God. Everybody in there is one. It's one. It's one been in an infirmity. Hallelujah. Because the holy people of God have allowed it to be that way. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Jew. Hallelujah. You claim to be a child of God. How dare you be across the street and have, hallelujah, the means. It's one thing if you can't, I can't, hallelujah, right now. But when I can, I will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I can, I will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
No questions asked. Yes. Hallelujah. We got an amen bind together and make sure. Praise God. Hallelujah. We doing what we doing kingdom work. Hallelujah. He said, I'm sending you to that one. I'm going to point you out to that one, and I'm going to make you go heal that one. And it's going to be a problem. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to be a problem. Hallelujah. Why? Because you done something they couldn't do. Oh, the Lord said, go a little bit further, son. Go a little bit further. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It says, and the Jews, verse 10, therefore. See, this is what's about to happen. And the Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, is it the Sabbath day? Is it not lawful for thee to carry thy bed? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got healed today. Hallelujah. You went to the doctor today? Today the Sabbath day. Ain't no work supposed to be done today. Hallelujah. Praise God. But was the Sabbath day really the issue? Oh, glory to God. See, we got to look deeper. See, people will find a legal reason to come at you. Hallelujah. Amen. But that ain't the reason why they're coming at you. Y'all ain't. Hallelujah. You're not catching what I'm saying. They can pick a scripture out to come at you. Hallelujah. But they ain't really worried. They wasn't worried about that before. Hallelujah. Praise God. What was the issue? Could it be that, amen, after 38 years, this man then got healed? Are we making you look bad? Holy men and women of God? Hallelujah. Was Jesus making you look bad? He didn't heal this man. So you can't come at him for doing something good. So you're going to come at him some kind of way. How can we come at him? Look what day he did it on. He did it on the Sabbath. Glory to God. Technicalities. Look at him. He got earrings on. Hallelujah. Who preaches in tennis shoes? I ain't never seen no preacher. Where's his suit? Where's his robe? But the word was good. Okay, I give you that. The word was good. But look how he grew.
Wow. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Then his wife, why she don't look like a first lady? Where's the big hat?
Come on.
I'm looking for
wow.
a big church hat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't
yeah.
see the big church hat.
Come
with
on.
A long dress. I don't see the long dress. That you show that's his wife? What kind of church is this? Glory to God.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, it's full. Yeah, it's packed. Hallelujah. Yeah, people getting delivered. People getting saved. People getting healed. People catching the Holy Ghost. People's lives are changing. Glory to God. But look at it, though. Hallelujah. Praise God. They ain't even having church on the right day. Hallelujah. Praise God. They going to come up with something, hallelujah, to try to bring you down. They don't got nothing.
Yeah.
And one song, mm-hmm. I say, the haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. But watch this, verse 11. He said, he answered them, that he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. The person that healed me told me I could do this.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Yeah, see, the people God sent us to, hallelujah, amen, the people over them going to say, how did this happen? Who told you this? Where you been? Who been filling your head with this malarkey? Hallelujah, this boulder dash. Who have you been listening to? Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
the same one that told me, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then they asked him, what man is that which said to thee, take up thy bed and walk? Who is it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. In other words, hallelujah, amen, he had snuck back into the crowd, didn't even tell the man his name. Hallelujah. See, this hurt a lot of people. It don't hurt them, but it hit them a little bit because it ain't about your name.
Mm.
It's about Jesus' name. Glory to God. But Jesus didn't even tell the man his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He hid into the crowd. He ducked away real quick. By the time the man turned around, Jesus was gone. Hallelujah. When I read the Bible, I see Jesus, he like the original ninja. One day he was right there. We just, where he go? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. Amen. Afterward, verse 14. Praise God. We're going to end it in a minute. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more. Oh, my God. Sin no more. Praise God. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to understand that some infirmities are tied directly to sin. It's hard for us to compute that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how do you get AIDS unless you commit an adultery and fornication?
Mm.
Hallelujah. If you wouldn't have been out there sticking your key in everybody's lock, you wouldn't have received that infirmity. Some infirmities are directly connected to sin. And some of us, we ain't making the connection because all of them ain't that simple as sex and STDs. All of them ain't that simple. Smoking and cancer, all of them ain't that simple. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
some of them are complicated, complex. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But whatever the sin was, Jesus told them, sin no more. Sin no more. Least a worse thing. I can only think of the STD. You know, you only got crabs this time. You don't know what you'll get next time. Hallelujah. You might get cervical cancer next time. Hallelujah. You might get AIDS next time. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got might get pregnant with a demon seed next time. You don't know, hallelujah, amen, what'll happen next time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever sin it is, hallelujah, because sometimes we think little lies, hallelujah, ain't sinning. Praise God. Little white lies. Hallelujah, ain't sinning, praise God. But the Bible say no sin is greater than the other. Hallelujah, amen. So so a lie is just like you kill somebody, praise God. See, God don't judge us like the government do. He ain't like the judicial system. Praise God. That's why he had to give us grace. Hallelujah, because the penalty for sin, he didn't say a particular sin. He said the penalty for sin is death. One scripture says, sin when it's full-blown equates death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the only way we can get free from that sin, amen, was through, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus healed this man. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop it right. We're going to stop the reading right there. Hallelujah. We got a whole lot more scripture to go. Praise God. I'll probably pick it up next week. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to stop right there for right now. But I want to the reading part that is. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But he said, least a worse thing come unto thee. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Some things we don't need to go back to. Hallelujah.
Wow.
God is one, and this is the thing we have got to be able to tell somebody. I'm going to say this. It don't matter who. You have to have the courage to tell Joe Biden if he's in front of you. T.D. Jakes if he's in front of you. Joel Osteen if he's in front of you. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God, no matter. Remember, he sent, amen, Jeremiah, he said, I'm sending you to the kings.
Mm.
Everybody, to the nations. He said, I'm sending you to the from the peasants on to the kings. Glory to God. That's everybody. Hallelujah. So you can't be intimidated in this hour.
Amen, amen.
Praise
Thank
God,
you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. This is the hour where God said, be strong and very courageous.
Mm.
And then when he told Jacob, be strong.
And very
really
courageous.
Courageous. Hallelujah. We're going to have the courage. Amen. He said, these gifts I have given you are going to put you before great men. Hallelujah. And before these great men, these are the things that you are going to have to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord say, don't worry because I got your back. Just like I told Jeremiah, I got your back. Hallelujah. They going to resist, but you going to prevail. It's going to be a fight, but you going to win. Hallelujah. The fight's been fixed. All you got to do is put on the gloves and get in the ring. Glory to God. You ain't even got to swing that hard. Some of us swinging too hard, the Lord say. He say you're using too much energy. My word is enough. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. We close on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Will thou be made whole is the question we need to ask. Glory to God. Before we go any further, before we take the next step, hallelujah, before I waste any more time, hallelujah, on you. Hallelujah. Are you just talking to be talking? You know, some people talk just to talk. They complain, hallelujah, but don't want change. Glory to God. The Lord says, say that again. They complain, but they don't want change. Hallelujah. They have become comfortable in a situation, and the Lord say, this is the season for you not to waste no more of your time. He say, look back over your past. And we got all ages on the line, hallelujah. Praise God. Your past may be short. Some of us are medium. Some of our paths are kind of long. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But at any rate, when you look back over, how many people have you wasted your time on?
Mm.
Glory to God. When you didn't ask the question, do you want to? We didn't got relationships that made people our projects. That man was your project. That woman was your project. But you never stopped to ask them, do they want to be made whole? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then we sit back and say, they used me. Hallelujah. No, you used yourself, praise God, because you didn't find out what it was. You didn't ask the question, hallelujah. Well, do you want to be made whole? Hallelujah. I know women out there getting men teeth fixed. I know men out there that put girls through college only to find out that's all they wanted from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But did you bother to find that out? And even if they lied, did you ignore the signs? Glory to God. People say, ain't no signs. I don't know. And people, two things look the same sometimes, and that's true. Hallelujah, praise God. But did you trust the discernment that God gave you? Hallelujah. When you shook hands with a person, you knew who they was. God told you this person is up to no good. See, we got to start believing what the Holy Spirit say. I'm trying to call, but the Amen. Lord speaks not the way. Hallelujah. We got to start trusting the Holy Spirit, trusting our discernment, trusting the prophetic ability that God has anointed us with. When you shook hands with them, something told you they was up to no good. Something told you they plotting, but everything they was displaying, hallelujah, was the opposite of what the Holy Spirit was saying. And you trusted what you saw instead of what you heard. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the season, hallelujah, to ask the question, will thou be made whole? And to trust what the Holy Spirit tells you. Because the Holy Spirit ain't lied yet. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit ain't lied yet, and it won't lie. Hallelujah. Because God is not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. He's not going to change his mind. If he say he going to do something, he going to do it. That's my paraphrase version. Hallelujah. Amen. That's out of the Andre Fremont's version. If he said he going to do something, he going to do it, because God don't lie like we do. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I ain't going to change my mind because of something you did. Oh, Lord, don't take me there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I might get mad at you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And something I promised I was going to do. I swore on the Bible. I said, on God. You know, that's the big thing now. On God. Hallelujah. But then you pissed me off. You know what? I changed my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can't trust man. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how saved we is. Sometimes we get mad and we make decisions in our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, I said I was going to do it. You ain't got to keep asking me. You ain't got to remind me. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I know what you did last night and last summer, but whatever I said I'm going to do anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because whatever you did, hallelujah, amen, you know the scripture. Hallelujah. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. So be not deceived.
Yes,
God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, shall he also reap. But I'm still going to do what I told you I was going to do for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow,
did he not still bless David and continue to bless David after he sinned and fell short of the glory? Hallelujah. But everything that comes with it, you brought it on yourself. Hallelujah. But I'm still going to bless you. Glory to God. Ain't we glad we serve a God that ain't like man? He ain't like me. Hallelujah. If I get mad at my kids, I might tell them I'm not, hey, I know what daddy said. But you wrong now. You can do it yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't never did this, but I might get mad one day and say it. Praise God. I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. But God won't. Hallelujah. Watch as I'm his child. He loves me. He has grace and mercy. The same kind of love he has for us is the love he wants us to have for others. That's why before he went to the ascended, he said, hallelujah, one final thing I say, love one another as I have loved you. Quit loving people the way you want to love them.
Right.
I'm trying to close, but the Lord say that right quick. Quit loving people the way you want to love them and love them the way I love you. Hallelujah. Love them the way I love this man in this scripture. I just healed him. No lecture. Hallelujah. Praise God. No chastisement. Hallelujah. I just told him, now that you healed, you know what you got to do. Hallelujah. And let's not go back to what got you in this situation.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God on tonight. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the revelation knowledge on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly good all the time and all the time. God, hallelujah, is good. Ain't you glad
yes,
we serve
Lord.
A God of grace?
Hallelujah.
Ain't
thank
you glad
Lord.
We serve a God of mercy? Hallelujah.
Yes,
ain't you
Lord.
Glad we serve a God of forgiveness? Hallelujah. We need to take a second and just give him some praise. We need to
thank
take
you,
a second and just magnify his name. We need to take a second because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy
yes.
to be magnified. Hallelujah. He's made ways out of no ways. He's made crooked
paths.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He's allowed our enemies to be our footstools. So we got to praise him on tonight that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to make it true on tonight. Hallelujah. We need to make it real on tonight. I don't care what your circumstances are right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the Bible says we are to speak things that are not as if they
as
were.
As though they so were. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If
yes,
I'm sick, I need to say I'm healthy. Hallelujah. If my
come
marriage
on.
Is on the rocks,
that's
I
right.
need to say I'm happily married. Glory to God.
Yes,
if my financial situation is shaky, my job situation, hallelujah, I need to say I'm a successful entrepreneur.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I need to start
yes,
speaking
hallelujah.
The right
thank
things
you,
into my life.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
the Lord
you.
Say amen. Speak some positive things in your life. Quit saying what you see. Because if you walk by faith and not by sight, why do you keep saying what you see? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Say what you see in the spirit. Say what you see in faith. Hallelujah. You got to have some faith for this thing. Otherwise, you're going to stay where you're at. Hallelujah. See, the man had faith. Hallelujah. He may have been amongst some other people with infirmities, but he had faith. Hallelujah. Why else would he be there so long? He had faith that one day, if I stay right here and wait, I will be made whole. Glory to God. You got to have faith, hallelujah, in what you hear, not what you see. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word
come
of
on.
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord
thank
on
you, Lord.
Tonight. We thank him for his word. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line at this time. If anybody has a testimony, anybody have a prayer request, hallelujah, amen. Anybody have a proclamation on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? The phone lines are open. Glory to God. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I learned something tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's one thing about we need to start asking the preacher, did you learn something? Never mind what I got out of it. What did you get out of it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. Because if you ain't eating what you're cooking, hallelujah, that's why you're not gaining no weight. Hallelujah. That's why you malnutrition. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because that makes you, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm not going to get into that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we need to start asking, did you eat? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Why are you worried about me? Did you eat?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
What you got out of the word.
Come on. Come on. That's right. Mm.
Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank everybody that came on the line tonight. Amen. I want to thank my brother in Christ. I think I heard the apostle on. You on, apostle? Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I praise God. Amen. For that word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I looked at what you were saying as I was thinking. Amen. In the Holy Ghost, the Lord gave me that his condition was not his position. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. He rose out of his condition because he believed God, and God rearranged his position. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I want to say to somebody tonight, amen, your condition is not your position. Come on here, somebody. He was disabled, and he had a disability, but because Yahshua asked him, do you want to be made whole? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And God is speaking that same word to somebody tonight. Do you want to be made whole? He's not concerned about your condition. He just wants you to know that he can rearrange your position. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
somebody
hallelujah.
Give God a praise. Hallelujah. You thank God tonight. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm hoping tonight.
Amen.
Go ahead, man of God.
Oh, go ahead. You go ahead, Apostle. Praise God.
We're hoping tonight that, amen, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that God has already spoken, amen, that somebody will reach out tonight because they want to be made whole. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let your amen. Condition get in the way of your position. Come on here, somebody. Pick up your bed and walk. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk about you. They talk about you right now. But God is saying they ain't going to stop talking, but give them something good to talk about.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen. Because if you don't pick up your bed and walk, then you're going to be right in the position that they want you to be in.
Mm. Wow.
But God is saying no. Don't you be what they want you to be. Be what I want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Yahshua made him an offer. Will you? Do you want to be made whole? Or do you want to be in the position that you in? And all he told him was, pick up your bed. You got enough strength to pick up your bed and walk. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
they ain't going to talk
that.
About you either way. But you have the power. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said power.
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 To walk it out. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, I said, neighbor, you need to walk it out.
Walk
glory
it.
To God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is saying you need to walk that thing out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God on tonight, amen, for the word of God, amen, hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
somebody give God another praise, amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the elder, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hey, shout out to the little boy, cool.
Hallelujah. He's worthy on tonight, child. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, hallelujah Lord. On tonight. Praise God. Amen. I think about the songwriter said, I am a living testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I could have been dead and gone. I don't know how many of you really got that testimony that you could have been dead and gone. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God that God delivered you from some eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. That when you went to the doctor said, hallelujah, you should have been dead. How did you walk in the building? It's happened to me. Hallelujah. So I know, hallelujah, amen, the goodness of the Lord. I know the Lord. Hallelujah, amen, is a healer. I know he is a deliverer. I know that the Lord is on task.
Yes, I know.
He ain't
thank
never
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm just early. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, by God.
Sometimes we're too early. We need to slow down. Hallelujah. We're moving too fast. We need to get in the slow lane and go to speed limit and let the Lord catch up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
We just thank God on tonight. God is truly good. Hallelujah. We thank everybody that chose to join us tonight on the phone lines. Hallelujah. We're going to open it up one more time. Anybody got a testimony, prayer request? Hallelujah. On the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Before we get out of here on tonight, praise God.
Well, I just want to say that I never thought about what you said until anybody asked. We don't ask people do they want to be delivered. We just know, start praying for them or whatever, but you never ask them, do you want to be made whole? You know? And it's a good point you made. I think, but I know I never really hear people say, you want to be made whole. We just start praying. And maybe they don't want to be made whole. That's why they don't get whole. You know? So you on the home, as a Christian, you want to be made whole. Then you pray for them. So then, that's right. So I thought it was a good point right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Rebecca on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to ask him, do you want to be made whole before I waste any more time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Amen. We don't want to be wasting our prayers. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you can't waste. If that person don't want to be made whole, it ain't no use to you praying. You can have an intervention for somebody. If they don't want to be healed, hallelujah, praise God, you are wasting your time. Glory to God, hallelujah. Like Matt Angelo said, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God tonight. We thank God for everybody that called in tonight, everybody that tuned in. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be back tomorrow night. Open discussion on tomorrow night. We might have a couple of topics. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we invite y'all to call in. Amen. I know one topic was the Trinity. Another topic was, what was the other topic, man of God? I forgot.
Are we all God's people?
Oh, yeah. Are we all God's people? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got a couple of topics on the table. We might get to both of them. We might not. We don't know. We're going to get to both of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good move. Amen. So we invite everybody to call in and tune in tomorrow night. Amen. The floor will be open for questions.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Comments. Hallelujah, amen. If you got something you want to know, amen, that you don't know, praise God, or a question about something, some religious thing, some procedure, whatever the case may be, hallelujah, call in tomorrow night. If we can't, if between me and Apostle don't got it, our first ladies are with us. If they don't got it, hallelujah, we'll find it, praise God. Hallelujah, we like to make the word dope, man. If we don't got it, we're going to get it. Glory to God.
Man.
Oh, y'all don't want to laugh at that. That's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. On tonight, we have had a blessed time in the Lord, so we want y'all to join us tomorrow night. Amen. Same time, 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We got more than an hour of power. It's more than an hour because we give you the overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then we want you to tune in Saturday morning. Hallelujah. Amen. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific Time, 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. out of the mouth of God ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got a lot coming up this weekend. Praise God. And also, amen. That's tomorrow morning. Amen. The apostle will be starting Morning Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to that. Amen. Praise God. Those of you on the line know how we'll get y'all information. Hallelujah. On how y'all can call into the line. Praise God. And be blessed with a word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We have truly had a blessed time on tonight. Once again, we thank all of y'all for calling in and tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just going to keep it going as God, hallelujah, moves in each and every last one of our lives as we come together, hallelujah, as a collective unit. Amen. We thank God on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask Apostle, would you mind praying us out on tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes, spiritual eyes have seen. We thank you for what our spiritual heart now understands. We thank you, Lord, tonight that you allowed us to see, Lord, hallelujah, that our condition, Lord, is not our position. Thank you, Lord, that you can speak one word and change everything. We give you praise tonight. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would strengthen, Lord, Elder on tonight, Lord, that you would give him all of the virtue back, Lord, hallelujah, that he poured out tonight, Lord. We said a rubble quote, tarabasiki, tarabasi. We said a rubble quote, rababan, darabanku, didisabanda. We said a rubble quote, tarabasiki. We thank you for your power, God. Hallelujah. That as he gave out your word tonight, Lord, that you anoint him afresh, God. Let a fresh anointing of your spirit, God. Hallelujah. Rest on him tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we give you praise. And we give you glory, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as we obey you, God. Hallelujah. That blesses follow obedience. Bless him and his wife, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for what you are doing in this hour, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you have given us power. Hallelujah. And you said walk in it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Wake up in it. Glory to God. Talk in it.
Yes.
We say that. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For there is none like you. We give you the praise, God, in all of the glory. And we thank you tonight. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you that the devil is a defeated foe, and he's up under our feet. We thank you for power over him, and that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody magnify and give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Hey God, that he's worthy.
Hallelujah.
He is so worthy, hallelujah, of all praise. Amen. We're gonna turn it back into the hands of our elder tonight. Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Amen. We thank you once again, everybody that called in and tuned in. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. On behalf, hallelujah, of the Curry family and First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all next time. Well, we'll see y'all tomorrow night on more. Hallelujah. In the hour of power. Y'all have a blessed one. Hallelujah. Don't forget, Jesus is
the
only way.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh.
We got London on the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody,
everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase after money, I wanted the finer thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and there wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques, I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna give y'all one more, then we out of here.
There you go.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn into decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I find
fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do. It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do.
Just to make it through.
But the truth is that nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna live.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going now for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Just to make it through.
Yeah.
But nobody
wanna lose. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail.
out of here.